Talking today with Bob Rodenberger at Stockman. So starting off the week, Bob, just kind of tell us how the cattle market looked.
Casey, we started out with all bigger than average runs this time of year. Of course, our cow runs are bigger everywhere. But the market there Monday would have been, it'd have been a couple of dollars cheaper on a feeder steer. That'd be one going straight to the feed yard. Stocker cattle are under pressure. There's a big gap in the very front end calf to just the average calf price wise. Now, there is a gap between the front end calf that has had all the bells and whistles, 60 days weaned, but that same calf that's just like him without all the bells and whistles, if the quality's there, there's a difference, but not the difference we've seen back in the spring. Right now, it's just finding somebody that wants one and that has a place to take one. And I mean, like I told you, in the last 2 weeks, we've taken every bit of $20 to $25 off the any of these calves coming off the cows weighing under 650 pounds, and there's just nowhere to put them. All your grow yards are full, and then on top of that is finding somebody that's willing to take them, and he's looking out to the future, saying, "I need inventory." Wheat is almost. I'm optimistic if we get a shower and we get timely rain. Yes, we'll get some late grazing. But all that's got to start happening right now. I mean, right now. Some wheat dusted in.
Right.
But some of the wheat's dusted in. It's laying there. Some of the wheat's dusted in and it sprouted. You know, it's all over the board. I mean, we're in agriculture. We're farmers. We're ranchers. We're looking for the best case scenario. Killing cows are $10 cheaper, $15 cheaper than they were 2 weeks ago. That's not going to change. Cow runs are large everywhere. We added up. We did a little deal. I had a guy ask me from 2019 through 2021, from June through September, how many cows did we sell at that time period? And you take 2019 through 2021 added together, and it was like exact figures around 44,000 cows. On a 4 month basis there, over a 3 year average. And 2022 at this time from June to September, we're at just right at 11,000 cows.
Wow.
For cull cows. So that's how much we've ramped up the culling stage. And it's bigger in different parts of the state. Southeast Oklahoma is probably bigger than we are in Southwest Oklahoma. That none of this is going to change. The culling of the cows are not going to change. I mean, our ponds are dry. I'm talking to people that's got, you know, major river contributaries or creek, you know, large creeks that's run through their places that didn't see them dry in 2011 and 12, and they quit running this year.
Like right now, when you're talking to producers, is everybody just kind of trying to hang on?
The ones that's coming to town were the ones that decided they were going to hold them in August. July and August with anticipation of rain. I mean, you know, it's not uncommon for us to be in a dilemma from August through the 1st of September with weather in Oklahoma.
Sure.
Those people are selling. Where it costs you, now I'm not talking total cost, but feed cost to wean a calf for 45 to 50 days a year ago was around $60. That's just feed cost. I don't want to get into everything else. Just giving you an example. Yep. Today it could be $100 to $150.
Wow.
So that they're out. They're out on that because if they've got enough hay, they got to have that hay for their cows. If they've got enough grass, they can't tie up that grass for their cows. They're selling them. Now, everybody else is coming right now are normal October people that sell, except for the ones that normally take these October calves and carry them into January, February, March on their wheat and then harvest their wheat, or they carry them all the way through to graze out that don't harvest their wheat. But I everything's going to come to town. I don't see, had a call just before the meeting. Boy, 250 calves. He starts weaning them right now. He carries them into February. He said, I can start weaning them, or what do you think? And I said, well, you got $100 extra cost in them. I don't see it. You know, I don't see the calf prices coming back that quick. He's hauling them to town. So that back to the optimism, we know from January through August next year, the availability of stockers are going to be down considerably. Now, that doesn't mean they're out of the system. They're just not going to be available for the buyers because they're already in a grow yard or in the second or third hands that's going to put them somewhere in the feed yard in a timely fashion. Very few customers got one, maybe five customers out of all of our customers, and that'd be a very, very, very small percentage that has pivots, that has silage, that's got grow yard facilities that are either buying calves or weaning calves and holding them over. Yeah. Now, that's a very small percentage of our industry, but that's kind of where we're at in the segments. I've told you in the past, average shipper at Apache is 12 head on average any given Thursday. So that guy's probably running 25 to 50 cows. He is culled down to half or sold out. Now, from my benefit, being in the auction business and the stocker feeder and cow sale business, most of them are got a positive attitude. We get rain, they're going to buy back. They're going to replace them. So, yes, down the road, whether I do not think that we're going to start buying back cows in April. I think everybody I'm talking to is at the point that we've got to get to April to know if we're going to get rains to have hay to cut for the next year. I mean, we got to rebuild the whole process from the grass to the cow. So, and that's what makes for the extreme market like we got in 14, you know, is less numbers. And that's where we're going to be at in the next 10 months. And then it's going to take another 12 months with Mother Nature letting us know where we're headed.
Well, I know you and I have talked about 2011 and 2012 several times, but I felt like back then people were able to buy back a little bit easier. But now some of these producers may be a little bit older and kind of wanting to just get out of the business. Are you seeing that as well?
Well, I'm going to be honest with you, Casey. In 2011 and 12, I thought those buyers would buy back. Now, you remember they got a large drought check. And a lot of now this is for us. I mean, my customers that shipped us, our customers, I started with Stockman's in my early 30s, and my customers were in their 50s or 40s. Well, they're in their 70s and 80s. And in 2011 and 12, they sold out, took that money and either paid off everything they owed and leased it or sold it. Now, I'm hearing the optimistic side for me in agriculture. What I'm hearing, everybody's pretty much said they're going to buy back. We just got to get grass. We got to get back on top of grass. Now, they're going to be better managers. They're going to be better forage, you know, better farmers, better tenants of their ranches. And it's crazy that it's taken two of these major droughts to make us that way because, you know, typically it's you stock it to the hilt. We're always going to have enough hay to feed them through the winter. And then we'll get back in our normal rainfall and we'll have grass in the summer.
Well, hopefully with some of this drought relief money coming, we'll get to see some more folks buy back.
Well, and correct me if I'm wrong. I'm just up to pretty much the drought relief money we're seeing right now. There is some forage money. Is that right?
Yes.
And then the other deal is on our ponds, which all that, I mean, it's available. Get it, protect yourself against these kind of, deals, clean your ponds out. Now, a lot of our customers did clean their ponds. You know, we had the same type of program for the same time period in 11 and 12. And a lot of people cleaned out a lot of ponds. But we're still way below average on these ponds. And if you got a pond that hadn't been cleaned out, I'm going to tell you 95% of them, they're silted in and they have no water.
Well, we're going to try to keep being optimistic, Bob. We always appreciate your comments. Thanks for visiting with us.
All right. Thank you, Casey.